Lord, we glorify you. Be exalted, O God, in our worship, in our praise. Do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We give you praise. Magnificent Father, we give you praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight, we are going to pray in an offensive posture. The Word of God says there is a time for peace and there is a time for war. The Word of God tells us in the book of Ephesians that our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly or high places. And our posture is going to be that of warfare, recognizing that the battle is not ours, it is the Lord's. But there is a point of participation that God calls us to. You know, Gideon placed before his eldest son the enemy, and the son shied away, couldn't do it. That's not the posture God wants us to take. He wants to cast the enemy in front of us, and he says, destroy. Amen? There's a time for building up, and there's a time to destroy. In fact, the Word of God tells us in the book of Jeremiah that we need to tear down, we need to uproot, we need to remove things, and then we can build and plant. The Lord Jesus says to us, he says, no man can enter into a strong man's house except he first bind the strong man, then he can spoil his house. He says that the strong man continues to keep whatever it is that he has until a stronger person comes and throws him out. He didn't tell us who that stronger is. The stronger could be you. The stronger can be the enemy. If you remember correctly, Joshua asked the captain of the host, are you for us or against us? He says, neither. I'm on the side of whoever it is that's on God's side. Amen? We want God on our side. Hallelujah. Sunday last, I think it was last Sunday, I mentioned about a battle that I was engaged in that was targeting. And I was saying to somebody, this was not a low-class demon. This was like the devil himself, you know, saying, I'm going to freeze the finances of the people. And I said, no, you're not going to do that. That's not going to happen. For the enemy to be able to freeze your finances, he has to attack you one way or the other. Might attack health, it might attack a place of employment, might attack the flow of the economy coming in your direction. It might attack in so many diverse ways. I don't know whichever way, but one thing we do know is that God is on our side, and as long as God is for us, no one, nothing can stand against us. Amen? So when I talk about the freezing of finances, I'm covering a lot of stuff. It's not just about the money that you have in your pocket. It's about attacking your health, attacking your relationships, whatever it is that will end up causing that freezing. Falling out of favor, getting fired, whatever. But none of the things that the enemy has planned will succeed. Amen? But let us do this. Let us recognize that behind people are forces. So the Bible talks about the prince of Persia. It wasn't talking about the natural prince of Persia. It was talking about the principality that was ruling through the natural prince. That principality had to be defeated while Daniel prayed for 21 days. And that principality had withheld Gabriel, held Gabriel back, so that when God answered his prayer, the very first day he began to pray, he did not get the answer. But God had sent the answer, and the answer was delayed for 21 days, 3 weeks. 21, that's 3 times 7. That is what God has completed. Number 3 representing divinity, 7 representing completion and rest. The enemy was resisting it. God had to dispatch the warring angel, the prince of Israel. Go there, go help. And Michael came down and took on that prince of Persia and knocked him out of the way. Gabriel was able to deliver the message, and it was a message about the end times and stuff like that. And then said, I have to go fight through the prince of Grisha to get back home. So that which is happening in the natural is also happening in the spiritual realm. Tonight, we are going to be fervent in our prayer. I believe it's Psalm 144. I think it's 144. Talks about God teaching us the act of warfare. Blessed be the Lord, my strength. Amen? So we're going to thank God, first of all, that he is the God who is our strength. Hallelujah. Which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. The God who is my strength teaches me how to war and how to fight. We're going to ask God for that grace tonight. And then we're going to systematically go after certain things. Now, we're going to finish. I know we should finish by 8 or so, but we'll finish when we finish. Amen? We'll finish as far as God wants us to go. We'll finish that. Because there is a real battle. Amen? There is a real battle. And it wants to tighten your purse and limit your ability to do what God wants you to do. So we're going to stop that rascal that wants to mess with our stuff. Praise the Lord. We should not even smell the battle because we'll take care of it. Normally, I will do that myself, and as I did, but I had a sense in my spirit that this is something God wants us as a company, as a church, to lay hold of. Say, I won this battle. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So whatever it is that does not belong, got to go. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 33, I'm going to start reading from verse 26 to the end. And so we have a sense of what we're doing, what we need to accomplish today. He says, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun. The word Jeshurun stands, it's another name for Israel. But Jeshurun, that word, also stands for the upright one. Amen? Who rideth upon the heaven in thy help. The idea is that this God, the God of Israel, the God of promise, that he rides in the heavens. In other words, he takes over the heavens. Amen? We're going to declare that. Because that's how he helps us. And in his excellency on the sky, that's dealing with the natural realm, the second heavens and first heavens, the sky. And he goes on in verse 27 and says, the eternal God is thy what? Refuge. That's where we hide ourselves. Hallelujah. He says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. In other words, he's the one who carries us. And he shall thrust out, watch this now, he shall do what? Thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. In other words, God is going to push the enemy right in front of you and say, destroy. In essence, I want you to overpower them. I want you to have that overcoming grace operating, you recognizing that I am your strength. Cut them down. Don't do like Gideon's son who could not take care of the enemy. Cut them down. So that everyone knows that you are an overcomer. Amen? Destroy them. In 28. When you destroy them, he then says, Israel then shall dwell in safety. If you don't destroy them, you will not dwell in safety. He says, then Israel shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. That's prosperity. Also, his heavens shall drop down dew. There's no restraint. Nothing stopping anything. I think the worst mistake the enemy made was to reveal his hand and say, I'm coming to mess around with your finances. He exposed himself. Praise the Lord. Now it's our turn. You know, Goliath mounted off. And then it was David's turn. And we're going to take a head. Hallelujah. To get our head. 29. Happy art thou, O Israel. That's joy, blessedness. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord? That is the world becoming envious and jealous. Because they see the goodness of God manifested in our lives. O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help. The shield of thy help. The Bible tells us to take the shield of faith by which we quench the fiery darts of the enemy. A shield is supposed to protect. Now, what is the word of God trying to say when it says the shield of thy help? It's saying that we become so effective in our representation of God that the enemy, I'm not going to mess with them. I'm not going to try to antagonize them. I'm not going to try to belittle their God, because these guys, they are fighters. Amen? They're going to come swinging. So don't go there. The shield of their help. And who is the sword of thy excellency? This is us becoming one with the word of God. For the word of God talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And here it talks about, and who is the sword of thy excellency? The excellency being God. It says, and thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee. And that's what we're going to accomplish tonight. The enemy says, I'm going to freeze your wealth and freeze your resources and freeze this and stop that. They're going to be proven to be liars. He says, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. In other words, you take over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our idea tonight and our assignment is to take over. Praise God. You know, there are certain prayers that we may not need to pray ever again. If you're, do you think, who's a wealthy man? Bill Gates? Mike Zeno? Praise the Lord. I agree with you. Amen. Well, can you imagine Bill Gates kneeling down and praying for money? That is not going to happen that often. There must be some serious, serious situation for him, you know, to be praying for money. Well, when you begin to tread on the high places of the enemy, you don't need to pray about certain things, because you're going to have more than enough of it. If you're going to pray about money, it's God, who should I give money to? I need to give away some money. Praise the Lord. Listen, money is not a bad thing. It's the love of money that is bad. The word of God says, money answereth all things. Praise the Lord. Okay, so money is not a bad thing. If you don't want it, give it to me. I know how to use it. And that, it says, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. The places of their operation, you're going to tread upon it. And I like this next verse. Watch this. Verse 30. Oh, we're in 34? I missed something. Go back to 33. Huh. Let's see. I missed something that I wanted to share with you. Let's see 27. It's not there. 26. Not there. Let's look at 25. Maybe it's in 25. There. There it is. Actually, let me take it from verse 24 and 25. 24, 25. It says, yeah, that's why I miss. Praise the Lord. And the Lord triggered something. Said, there's something else you need to talk about. And so I'm glad I came here. It says, and of Asher. The word Asher means happy. He said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. In other words, let him experience favor everywhere. And let him dip his foot in oil. Praise the Lord. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Powerful words. Thy shoes. Now that word there, thy shoes, can be translated exactly as it is there, thy shoes. But that word for shoes there in the Hebrew can be translated as bolt. B-O-L-T. Strange that word has those two translations. And I'm sure if you look at many other translations, you might possibly find that word translated in maybe some of the modern translations as bolt, thy shoes. And basically what it's saying is this. Remember that our shoes are the shoes of preaching the gospel. And when it says, thy shoes shall be iron, it's telling you how you are going to tread in the territory of the enemy. You're going to make good marks. The enemy will know they were here. Amen? You're going to, with iron, you're going to break down stuff that are hard. And basically what also it's saying when it talks about those shoes, the Bible talks about your heavens being brass and the earth being iron. Well, it's saying that you have what it takes to crush down anything that's operating differently from the way you want it. Praise the Lord. So whatever it is that we don't want, we have access to today to turn around. Praise God. He says, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Now, when you think about it, you can think about it in two ways. One way you can think about it is that as you age, you get weaker. But that's not what it's talking about. It's saying you're 100, you are going to be 100 times stronger. You're 120, you'll be 120 times stronger. Amen? So as you're growing, your strength is growing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the message that God wants to communicate to us, that you are getting stronger and stronger every day. You're getting stronger and stronger to accomplish the things that God has for you. Amen? Let's look at verse 23. In 23, it says, and of Naphtali said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessings of the Lord, possess thou the west and south. This is God speaking into Naphtali. It says, you will be satisfied with favor and you are authorized to possess the west and the south. Why is that important to us? The west is the place of the setting of the sun. Yeah? Okay. So God is saying, I want you to capture that. In other words, no setting. You don't go down. Possess the south. The south is down compared to the north. And God is saying, I want you to possess that. In other words, no going down for you. Glory be to God. So whatever the enemy plans to bring us down, he cannot succeed. Because the grace that God placed on Naphtali and on Asher is being placed upon our lives right now. Amen? Okay, so let us start out by declaring, first of all, that the Lord is our strength. Just rise and begin to thank God that He's your strength and the one who has taught you and I to war and to battle. Praise the Lord. Begin to thank God. Matoshi kilibrato se matabashi. Bante kete libre soko torobo shandarama. Barikato shandele pese kete libre soko. Yikala bashaka. Tarebaro siare masha. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. You are my strength. You are my strength. You're the God who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Father, I thank you, Lord, oh God, for the grace of God to win, to be the victor and not the victim. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that this day you are doing something extraordinary in my life, in the life of my family, in the life of this ministry, in the life of every partner, in the life of, oh God, everyone that you've gathered together under this canopy of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are empowered by the presence of your word, oh God, to overcome the enemy. We declare this day that judgment, oh God, be released against the forces of darkness. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, oh God, we take no enemies. We see every enemy cut off. All principalities, all powers, all rulers of the darkness of this world, all spiritual wickedness, God, arise and let every enemy be scattered. We give you praise, Father. Let the war that the enemy raised against us, your people, now be met, O God, by your authority, by your power. Crush the arrogance of the enemy. Crush the arrogance of the enemy who dared to challenge your people, who dared to challenge, O God, your promises. Father, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare judgment on the powers of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Marakasha kataliba rikata rabushike ribalako remadaba shaketiba. Let those, O God, who in arrogance thought, O God, that our lives were dependent on them, now see, O God, that our lives are not dependent on them, but on you. May they come and see that we are blessed, truly blessed, and highly favored of you. Great, mighty God, do for us great and mighty things, even now, in the mighty, glorious name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, that we've been reflecting on, the Word of God says in verse 26, it says that there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun. There is none like the God of Mike Zeno. There is none like the God of Lindsay. There is none like the God, you mention your name. There is none like the God, amen? Mention your name, hallelujah, who rideth upon the heavens, who's taking control of the heavenly realms, all the heavenlies, the third, the second, the first, every level. God, my God, you have taken charge of it. Begin to declare the supremacy, the excellency of your God. Call your name. He's your God. Jesus, our Lord, when he rose from the dead, said, I'm going to my God and your God, my Father and your Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's your God. Hallelujah. The God of Jeshurun, the God of Israel, is your God. And the very reason why he uses the word Jeshurun rather than Israel, even though Jeshurun means Israel, is to let you know that that God, you can place your name there. Amen? Begin to thank God. There is none unto thee, my God, the God of Michael Ephesino. There is none like you. You're the God who rides upon the heavens, and you are my help. Father, you are the excellent one. And in your excellency, you have taken over the skies. We give you praise, O God. Father, you are ravaging all realms, and you are clearing every aspect. Our feet, O God, is shod. O God, hallelujah. Our feet, O God, of iron and brass. Rikata baba, rikata labo shekeke, rikata baba. The shoes, O God, we have on are shoes of iron and brass. And Lord, O God, with the bolt of iron and brass, we shut out the enemy. Lord, O God, we imprison every principality, every power, every rule of the darkness of this world, every spiritual wickedness in heavenly places that have had the arrogance, the effrontery to come against us as your people. This day, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, they have crossed the line and judgment must come upon them now, 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 now. Lord, O God, the demons cried out, why have you come to arrest us before our time? Lord, O God, they have crossed the line. And Father, we are declaring, O God, that these forces that have come against your purpose, come against your word, come against your will, come against your promises, come against your plans for our lives. Oh God, I shut up in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, we declare judgment against the powers of darkness. We declare, oh God, that our days, oh God, rikata baba sheke, so is our strength. We are increasing from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from peace to peace. Lord, oh God, we are not getting weaker, we are getting stronger. Lord, oh God, we are not experiencing less, we are experiencing abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. As your people, as your sons and your daughters, we are experiencing, oh God, supernatural increase. Oh, rebalado shika, bandete breshekere bataya, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we give you praise, Father. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Madabo sheketeba. Let everything that has come against us experience supernatural judgment right now. Hallelujah. We give you praise. In Psalm 83, we're going to do something that the Word of God says we should do in Deuteronomy 33 in a moment. But right now, in Psalm 83, the Word of God says, keep not thou silence, O God. Don't be silent. Hold not thy peace. Don't hold back. God, the God we serve, is very patient and long-suffering. And here the man of God comes and says, okay, enough of that now. We've seen you being silent. We've seen you being quiet. He says, but keep not thou silent, O God. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O God. If there's a time that we need God to move, it's right now. Our world needs God. The people are blind. And many don't know what's happening. They're just running, you know, like a beheaded chicken, you know, flapping all over the place, have no clue what's happening in the world. Because they've been manipulated by the powers of darkness. And we want freedom to be released. Amen? He says, don't be silent. Don't hold your peace anymore. And don't be still anymore. He says, why? For, Lord, thine enemies make a tumult. They're making a lot of noise. and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They are arrogant. They think they can do whatever it is they want to do because they got all the power. They can manipulate whatever it is they want to manipulate. They can be politically correct or whatever it is you call it for their own benefit. It says they've lifted up their head. They've come against you. They have taken crafty counsel. Crafty counsel against thy people. The people that God loved and died for. They've taken crafty counsel. You know, don't let a crisis go to waste. There's a crisis, let's manipulate it for our agenda. Well, that's crafty counsel. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. Word of God tells us that we are a holy nation, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood. They've decided, let's cut them off from being a nation. Let's cut them off so that the church no longer exists. Let's go after them. They're Christians. They say they're not going to do this. Let's attack them with lawsuits and whatever else. They've taken counsel. It says that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Wow. It's like it has been written today. Nations, they say, well, we don't want Israel. Drive them into the sea until they are no more. Well, Israel, it's not just talking about that nation. We grafted. Amen? With spiritual Israel. And the enemy wants to come against the church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's a liar. Amen? It says, for they have consulted together with one consent. I remember, I don't know how many months back, while I don't know whether it was a prayer meeting, all of a sudden the Lord opened my eyes and I saw this man, you know, celebrating, you know, yeah, we getting things done, we winning, no. I remember what I said that day. I said, I break your head. Hallelujah. No, they're not going to win. Hallelujah. It says, for they have consulted together with one consent. They have a plan. They are confederate against thee. It's not just about let's attack the body of Christ. It's against God. They don't want to hear the name God anywhere. They want to create their own religious system. It says the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagarines. Did you see those names? Give it to me again. The tabernacles of Edom. That's from Lot's family line. These are people that don't want the children of promise to possess their inheritance in God. And the Ishmaelites, you remember the name Ishmael, of Moab, that's also Lot's family line, and the Hagarines. You see Hagar there? Ishmaelites, Hagar, Lot. These are people that come into your arena and want to take what belongs to you. Don't want you to succeed in life. don't want you to come into the fullness of what God has for you. And goes on and lists some other names, Gibal and Ammon and Amalek. Amalek, you know of Amalek. God hates Amalek because these are the ones that want to block you from coming. Every one of them are nations, entities that want you not to come into your possession, want to restrict your ability to be who God says you are. The Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. God connects Satan to Tyre. Let's go on. Then he says, Asher. Asher. That's a name that should not be there. Because Asher stands for success. Asher is the second son of Shem. Asher is connected to Assyria, and it means to step up. A step. He says, Asher is also is joined with them. They have joined to take a step up at the expense of Israel. Success. They have hoped or helped the children of Lot. Selah. Oh, watch this. Verse 9. Do unto them as unto the Midianites. As to Caesarea, as to Jabin, at the brook of Kishon. These are forces that came against Israel that were beheaded, stabbed in the chest, and killed. Amen? He says, do unto them as you did unto the Midianites. And go on. And then he says in verse 10, which perished at Endor, they became as dung for the earth. Hallelujah. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeb. Yea, all their princes as Zeba and as Zalmunna. Now these are the ones that Gideon took care of. Zeba and Zalmunna are the two that Gideon said before his sons is destroy. And he didn't. And he had to do it himself. Who said, let us take to ourselves, this is their plan, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. Do you know how many churches have closed down? I told you guys what was going to happen. I think it was in December or January. Before this, all of this, you know, they were, I think it was in March, they were telling us this was going to be like 2 weeks. Remember? Yeah, 2 weeks. I said, no. You know, I had a dream that around November, I was going to be going somewhere. Remember that? And, you know, it sounded really strange at that time. And sure enough, in November, I was receiving invitations to go out. I just decided to stay in. Who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession? And governments are doing that already. And there are organizations that are just quitting. You know, one of my spiritual sons called me, you know, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He said, just in my little town, about 4 or 5 churches have been sold. They've been sold. And what have they've been sold for? Apartments. The whole church closed down. Look, there's a church over right across from us here. It's now an apartment. The devil's a liar. But that's the plan of God, of the devil. You know, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. Not this one. Praise the Lord. Verse 13. Oh my God. And this is what we are going to pray. Make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind. In other words, roll them away. Praise the Lord. Roll them away. And a stubble for the wind. I remember you've heard me tell the story about how God brought me to Winnipeg in 1980, in the realm of the spirit, and where he took me to on pipeline and add some. I finally saw the place real life, I believe in 86, I think it was. Yes. God brought me back to that vision. Brought me all the way from San Bernardino, California, to Winnipeg. I didn't know where Winnipeg was. But one of the things I remember seeing was that stubble. And I think it was last year, I don't know the date now, I might have to look into my notes, that God brought me back, told me to go back to the place. And as I was driving to the place, the Lord says, this is like the day. And sure enough, I saw the tumbleweed, just like I saw it many years before. I said, what? I had not seen tumbleweed before then in this city, but I saw it that day. God says, make them like a wheel, as a stubble before the wind. Let them roll away and be blown away. We're going to declare that whatever it is that has been in your pathway blocking you and I from fulfilling God's divine mandate, that God will blow them away. Blow the sickness, the disease away. I don't care what the explanation of it is, God will blow it away. Amen? Hallelujah. I should not be watching every single food that I eat, whether this food is going to be good for me. You know, do you know the people that cannot eat anything? You know, if they eat anything, they're going to get sick. They can't eat beef, they can't eat chicken, they can't eat fish, they can't eat eggs, they can't eat nothing. When the word of God says, I should bless it and eat, what devils? The devil's a liar. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be looking at the plate of food and be afraid. You say, if I take a bite, I might be in pain, my stomach, my chest. No, no, no. I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat when I want to eat it. If I don't want to eat it, I'll throw it in the garbage and not be worried about it. God blesses everything that I eat. You see, even if you take poison, it will not hurt you. Hallelujah. I'm not going to live my life in fear. Praise the Lord. The devil's a liar. Verse 14. He says, as a fire burneth a wood, and as a flame setteth the mountains on fire, 15, so persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Somebody needs to get really afraid. And then stop messing around with people's lives. You know how many people's monies and finances have been just destroyed? All the things they worked for all of their lives wiped off. Because of wickedness, the devil's a liar. Not praying about the people, the devils operating behind them. Those devils need to be whooped. Glory be to God. 16. Fill their faces with shame. Why? That they may seek thy name, O Lord. That's why we're praying. God, trouble them so that they turn around and begin to cry out to you. Amen? Let them recognize that they are powerless. Praise God. Rise with me. Let us pray in that vein. And help us with the verses. You know, just put a verse, you know, so that if they want to look at the verse and pray that verse, they can pray that verse and then you go on to the next one. Praise the Lord. Take it from about verse 10 or so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word says, he says, we want this spirit, these ones that are operating by the spirit of Lot and Hagar and the Ishmaelites. These ones have congregated themselves to come against the people of God, come against the house of God. He says, God, make them become as dung for the earth. Make them fertilizer. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Pray in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, let not the enemy escape. Let the forces of darkness that have come against your people, come against your church, come against your sons and your daughters to terrorize them. Let not one of them escape. Father, this day we declare, O God, that Lord, O God, that they be turned to dung before you. Turn to dung, O God, on the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the awesome, magnificent name of Jesus. Father God, we declare, O God, that your glory be revealed now. And Lord, O God, that you will do the extraordinary. And Lord, O God, that the powers of darkness will be crushed even now by the authority of your word, by that name that is above every other name. Let, O God, every lie be subjected, O God, to the judgment of truth. Let darkness be subjected to the power of light this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, O God, let those, O God, that are blowing their own trumpet, Lord, O God, thinking that they are so powerful, be reduced to nothing even now in the mighty name of Jesus, that they may come on their knees and cry out to the living God and ask, O God, for mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, O God, we leave not the enemy alone. We say, Father, that the powers of darkness that sought, O God, to come against your people now meet, O God, with judgment. Lord, O God, do not be still. Father, do not be still. Father, do not be still. Mighty God, do not be still. Hold not your peace. O God, arise. Father God, arise. Father God, arise. Father God, arise. In the mighty name of Jesus, do not be silent. Oh, Most High God, Father, as you did, oh God, to Oreb and to Zeba, the princess, oh God, of Zeba and Zalmunna, Lord, oh God, this day in the mighty name of Jesus, do again. Father, we crush the powers of darkness. These ones, oh God, who have come together to think that they can lay hold on your people, lay hold on the houses of God. We are ultimately your houses. We are, oh God, ultimately your temple. These devils, these powers of darkness have come against your people to plague them with sickness, to plague them with their terrorist activities. Lord, oh God, today in the mighty name of Jesus, let the fierceness of your presence, oh God, begin to dismantle their presence and their power. Oh God, make them like wheels and a stubble before the wind. Blow them away. Let the fire of your presence consume them in the mighty name of Jesus. Consume them, oh God. 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 Consume them, O God. Consume them, O God. Consume them, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. They must now know the fear of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, O God, we do not rest. We call upon you. Lord, O God, as watchmen in the wall, we ask, O God, that you will invade the forces of darkness with the glorious presence of your person and see every power, every ruler of the darkness of this world, every spiritual wickedness, Lord, O God, face up to the judgment from your presence. Let that which swallowed up riches vomit it now. Cut them up, Lord, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Most High God, only you has the power to destroy the spirit of Leviathan. We ask, O God, that you take this enemy out. In the mighty name of Jesus. That your people may come into the safety that you've ordained. As fire burneth a wood, and as mountains are set on fire and consumed. Father, this day, we ask, O God, that you will persecute every enemy with a tempest that comes from your presence. Make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces, O God, with shame, that they may seek your name, seek your face, and cry out, O God, just like the jailer did. What must we do to receive the salvation of God? Strip them, Father, the enemy. Had the effrontery, the arrogance, to say that he will limit and shut down the finances of your people. Lord, today, break the backbone of the enemy. You who caused the serpent to lose its legs, cause this serpent to lose its ability to even move. We behead the forces of darkness. We refuse to allow any enemy go free. For these have come against the ones that you have ransomed, that you have redeemed, that you have delivered, that you have purchased. With a price. The devil cannot eat his cake and have it at the same time. Lord, we refuse to accept anything that the devil is throwing around. We reject sickness and diseases. We reject lack and anything that does not glorify your everlasting name. If it does not show your glory, we do not want it around us. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yet, yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. It's what you say that goes. So shut the mouth of this foul spirit. Your mouth is shut in Jesus' name. Father, your word says in Deuteronomy 33, it says, O God, that you will trust the enemy before us, and you will say, destroy. Father, tonight, we see the enemy trust before us. And we hear you say, destroy. So now we say, destroy, 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 destroy. We speak it, and so it is. The enemy is destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, you are destroyed. You forces of darkness, you are destroyed. You enemies of faith, you are destroyed. You enemies of the church, you are destroyed. You enemies of the living God, you are destroyed. You enemies of Yahweh, you are destroyed. You enemies of Yeshua, you are destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are destroyed. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Jehovah is the Most High over all the earth. He reigns over all. For he is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Hallelujah. Every knee shall now bow, and every tongue now confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God for everyone that has joined us here in person and virtually. Share this time of praying with friends. Share it with those that are going through varied situations right now. Let them know that God is fighting for them and the victory is ours in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? Praise God. At this time, we will honor God with our offerings. Give as one who is freed from the deceptive lies of the enemy. Give generously. Give faithfully. Give with great power. He's a God who causes us, makes it possible for us to be wealthy. Declare it tonight. I am wealthy. Amen. I am wealthy. I am righteous. And wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. Hallelujah. The holy and righteous God lives inside of me. I have received the gift of righteousness. And the word of God is true. Therefore, I am wealthy and I'm rich. I lack nothing because God is my good shepherd. As my days, so shall my strength be. Stronger and stronger every day. And the promises of God will be fulfilled. A good, righteous man leaves an inheritance for not just his children, but his children's children. Generational. I have the ability in God. Because everything has now been released unto me. Life is easy. Things are coming to me supernaturally. And I have grace to impact. Praise God. God bless you. I look forward to being with you next Sunday morning. And do be reminded that May 21st to the 23rd, we are having the Spiritual Reset Conference. It's a conference you don't want to miss. In a world that is messed up and confused, mesmerized by issues, we need a reset. And expect God to reset you for greater things. Amen. Be blessed and be highly favored. Love you. See you Sunday. Good night.